This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. We're bouncing off a big day in tech stocks. Apple, after the markets closed yesterday, reported profits for its last quarter. Earnings were way up, sales way up, both by double digits. Then the stock was way down, 6% in pre-market trading at the moment. Here to run it all down with us is Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman. Morning, Mitchell.
Hi, David.
I see here Apple's reported profit up 38%, iPhone sales up 35%, and investors bid its stock down. What's going on?
Look, you know, you have Apple doing phenomenally well by any measure. You know, as you said, the sales of iPhones up by double digits, sales really strong in China specifically. A company this big, you just don't see that kind of growth normally. And with Apple, you just keep seeing it quarter after quarter. But investment analysts make predictions, and Apple didn't meet them this time. They wanted 50 million iPhones. Apple only sold 47.5. So then the analysts worry, you know, could the iPhone juggernaut be peaking? Maybe it's losing momentum.
All right, the game of expectations. Now, how does all this compare to Yahoo and Microsoft? They also revealed not profits but losses in their most recent quarter.
Right, and for different reasons. You know, Yahoo is supposedly in turnaround mode. The company did increase its revenue. It sold more advertising. It boosted its footprint in video and mobile, and those are really hot areas for growth. But acquiring all that internet traffic increased Yahoo's costs, and so it lost money overall. Microsoft lost a lot of money because of a $7.5 billion accounting charge. That's for buying Nokia, which has been a mess. There was also some weakness in Windows and Office, but strength in the cloud and Xbox, and the Investorati, the echo chamber, seems to have given the company a pass for all that.
All right, Mitchell, thank you.